Numbers after one, with Warsaw leading 13-10. Warsaw 5 of 12 from the field. They hit 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. They were 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Northridge 5 of 13 from the field, 0 of 5 from the arc. They did not attempt a free throw. Rebounding edge 9-6 in Northridge's favor. Warsaw with 5 turnovers, Northridge with 3. Warsaw trapping to start the second. Muhammad out of the near side, open. Goodwin for 3. No good. Rebound batted out the inline, out of bounds. And again, the Lady Tigers did not block out, and they end up giving Northridge another possession out of it. And to throw it in, it's Muhammad. Bounces in for Goodwin, who gives it back to her, and the handoff wasn't very good. Traveling violation. No complaint from Doug Springer. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. We played 20 seconds of quarter two. The three-pointer by Neely at the buzzer right now is the difference. Warsaw leading 13-10. Neely hands off to Bricker. Goodwin will guard her as she crosses the center line. Goodwin bounces right side to Chastain. Looking down inside, lobbing over the top. It's knocked away from Winchester and saved in bounds by Northridge. Good save by Cross. Here comes Goodwin. Flips it back to an open Gates. She'll drive in lefty and put it up, and she's fouled by Winchester. Brooke with her first foul. First foul against the Lady Tigers here in quarter two. Gabby Gates at the free throw line. She's not a great free throw shooter, 60%. As we told you in the pregame show, as a team, they're not that great, 66%. And the left-hander Gates put that one up, and it rattles in. That's her first point. She averages about 6. 13-11 Lady Tigers. One more coming up. A 5'10 senior. Dribbling, shooting. Missed it. Winchester grabs the rebound for the Lady Tigers. Outlets to Chastain. Chastain will take it down and then wait for Winchester and give it to her. Winchester hands back to Zartman. Zartman at the center line, near side of the center circle. Hands back to Winchester on the weave. Now to Bricker. Bricker drives into traffic and lost the ball before she got to the help. Coming down is Gates. Gates stops outside the lane, finds a cutting Northridge Raider, and a foul is going to be called against the Lady Tigers. Lily Scholes going to the free throw line. Winchester is going to get a foul, and she picks up her second foul at 6:49 of the second. That is a huge, huge call. And Lenny Krebs, of course, the calling official, has to stand right there, and Lenny wants to know how that's a foul. He said, well, she slid up underneath her. Well, there's no way that's possible. Free throw no good by Scholl. He's been a pretty good free throw shooter this season, 11 out of 15, but missed that one. So Winchester has to come to the bench. Knepp is in for her. And the free throw by Scholl this time is good. That's her first point. She averages a little under 5. And they get it into Chastain, who gets it right back to Neely. 6:45 left to play first half. Warsaw leads 13-12 over Northridge. Chastain, right side Bricker. Bricker looking for cutters. Nobody open. Bricker dribbles down. Spinorama in the lane. Rolled it. No good. Right now, Johnson just can't buy a bucket. Goodwin the rebound. Goodwin racing down the middle of the floor with a left-hand dribble. Spins back around. Hands off for Muhammad. Now she'll drive in on Chastain. Put it off the glass and in. Muhammad scores. Northridge back in the lead. 14-13. Neely the other way. Got all the way to the basket and scores. Neely with 7. 2 minutes into quarter two. Warsaw back to the lead, 15-14. They lobbed too high, down to the post. It went out of bounds. Oh, it hit a Lady Tiger somewhere on the layout. So it's out of bounds to Northridge. Or Lenny Krebs wants to know who hit it. He'll turn and walk away. Cross will throw it in for the baseline right at the near end. That's on the other side of the lane as we look at it. Looking, Morgan will lob it out top for Scholl. Now they'll hand off to Gates. Gates picks up her dribble, throws it out for Muhammad, or for Scholl. And traveling is called. Maybe it's the shoes. We're going to have a timeout taken, I think, here by Lenny Krebs. Timeout, Warsaw. And it will be a full timeout for the Lady Tigers. 5:53 left to play in our first half. Warsaw 15, Northridge 14. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Northridge comes out in a zone defense for part of the possession. Neely drives up the right, had her shot blocked, and it's saved in by Muhammad for Northridge. They trail by one. 5.5 minutes left to play first half. Cross down on the right baseline, dribbles it out to the wing against Zartman. Now drives in the lane on Brooke, takes it up, puts it up, and it rolls in. Morgan Cross has four. Northridge gives us our fourth lead change at 16-15. Bricker into traffic. Out to Knepp left corner. She'll dribble to the elbow and throw it across to Chastain. Now to Neely. Neely out to Bricker. Open for 22. That one's good. Finally, Jocelyn's on the board at 4:59 of the second. Warsaw back in front, 18-16. Gates straight out. Drives left. Kicks it out. Muhammad for three to answer, and it's good. She's their team leader in three-pointers. That's her 42nd. And Northridge now leads 19-18. Neely down to the right side for Knepp. She'll dribble a couple of times and then bounce it back out to Neely. Cross-court pass to Zartman. Zartman now trapped at the free throw line. Neely down to Chastain. Out to Zartman. Left side three. Book it. Bricker and Zartman with back-to-back three-pointers. And Warsaw leads 21-19. 4:12 left to play here in the second quarter. Gates at the elbow against Knepp. Spins her up the left side. Flipped it underhand and in, and a foul. You could see that coming. She totally set Layla up with that. Gabby with a beautiful move. Puts it in. She's got three and a chance for a three-point play. We're tied at 21. Winchester back in the game. Knepp comes out. Chastain is out. And Villema in at 4:06 of the second. Gates is one out of two at the free throw line. And this one's for the lead. And the lefty Gates puts it up there, and it is short. And the rebound's grabbed by Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Long pass down court, Bricker wide open, and then tried to throw it across court, and it was swatted by Cross out of bounds into the Northridge bench. Exactly halfway through quarter two. Tied at 21, Warsaw ball right in front of the Northridge coaches. We're about as nice a people as you'll ever want to run across. Enjoy when our teams are in the gym with their teams. Bricker left side for Villema. Now back to Neely. Bounces to Winchester. It went right through her legs. It'll be tied up. Held ball. And the air belongs to the Lady Tigers. You may have heard Winchester squealing for the ball. She wanted it higher. The pass was just below hand level, and it went right between her legs. Bricker lobs out near midcourt. Oh, and Zartman got pulled down and a foul call. And that's the second on Goodwin. That looked really bad. It was certainly unintentional, but Goodwin didn't realize that Zartman was right there, and she reached out to grab the ball out of midair. And what she did was kind of latch into Zartman's arm and pull her down to the floor. Bricker in the center circle. Dribbling right. They clear out the right. Bricker backs away. Neely between the circles. Right side, Zartman. Throws it down inside. Winchester caught the ball. We're going to have a holding foul called against Northridge. Winchester got pulled to the ground by Cross, and now she's got two. It's a non-shooting foul. That's the two fouls on this possession are the only two for Warsaw or for Northridge this quarter. Scholl comes in, and Cross comes out. So the inbounds, Zartman, left corner, turning and shooting. Shot it way short. Rebound grabbed by Muhammad. Ball knocked away. It's loose. Bricker's going to roll out of there. It'll be a held ball, and the arrow belongs to Northridge. But that rolls the arrow back the Lady Tigers' way. 3:20 left to play, first half, on this very special night here at the Tiger Den. 2004 Lady Tiger team, 20 years after their run to the state finals, have really enjoyed themselves here this afternoon and this evening. And all sitting together right behind the Lady Tiger bench with their families. Gates between the circles with some space, dribbles in, kicks it out in the corner to Muhammad down below us. Stop and go move on Vilma. Got in the lane. Goes a little farther. Stops again. Shoots it up. Scores. She's right in front of the basket. And no Lady Tiger came to help. Northridge back at front. 23-21. That's our eighth lead change of the first half. 2:46 left to play before halftime. Bricker in the center circle. Right side to Vilma. Vilma now between the circles, Winchester. Left side to Bricker. Neely's down in the post against Scholl. I'll throw it out instead to Zartman. To Neely between the circles. She shoots for three. It's good. Alexis with 2 3-pointers here in the first half. She's got 10. Warsaw back in front, 24-23. Gates against Winchester. Wide open in the far corner. Three on the way by Conley, and that's good. Off the bench, she's got 31 three-pointers, and the Lady Tigers turn it over at midcourt. Gates coming the other way. Northridge leads 26-24. 2 minutes left to play first half. Muhammad for three. Rimming no good. Rebound to Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Up the far sideline, Bricker. Bricker being chased by Scholl. Now double-teamed. She's in trouble and got it out near the timeline to Winchester. Now to Vilma. Well beyond the NBA arc. Now to Bricker. Bricker with a head fake. Now throws it across to Neely. Neely out top, Zartman. Left side, Winchester. Winchester puts on the floor against Gates. Dribbles down, put it up. Underhand, it's scored, and a foul. Winchester in double figures with 10 and a chance for a three-point play. Typical Warsaw Northridge game. 10 lead changes, 3 ties. 1:34 left to play here in the half. The foul is on Gates, and that's her second. She becomes the third Lady Raider with 2 fouls. Vilma is out. Chastain back in. Bricker over by the sideline to get a break. Winchester shoots the free throw. She averages over 15 points a game. This is for her 11th. It's up. It's good. 11 for Brooke Winchester. 27-26. I have that 11 lead changes here in the game so far. 3 team fouls each way in the quarter. So each team with a foul to give. Warsaw showing some pressure in the backcourt, but not really serious about it. Near side open is Miller. Lobs down in deep. Scholl dropped it, picked it up, puts it up, puts it in. Scholl's got her first basket, and it's a 28-27 game. Northridge back up by one. Right side Neely, open right side three. No good. Rebound tipped and grabbed, and there's a foul on the rebound against Layla Knapp for the Lady Tigers. Knapp with her second. That's the fourth against Warsaw in the period. Out of bounds to Northridge. Northridge is putting the ball in play. A lot of hand gesturing going on by Northridge to get organized here in this offensive possession with a minute to go in the half. Down to the baseline, Muhammad. Inside Scholl got away from Knapp and puts it in. Layla got halfway between playing behind and playing in front, and that's just no good. And it's 30-27. Northridge with a three-point lead. Neely, left side, Bricker. Bricker with 40 seconds left. Warsaw has the possession, arrow, and the basketball down by three here as we get ready for halftime. Zartman out to Bricker. 30 seconds. Bricker to Neely. Out to the center circle for Zartman. Right side, Chastain, 23 seconds. Cross-court pass to Bricker, who peeks back at Lenny Krebs, who gives her the play with 16 seconds. Again, Northridge has a foul to give. 12 seconds. 11. Now 10. Bricker. Top of the circle. 8 seconds. 7. 6. Drives down the lane. Got in traffic. Threw the ball out of bounds. She was looking for Chastain, and that pass was nowhere close. That was 3 feet wide left, and even if it had been right at her, it would have probably went through her legs. Now with 3:1 left, Northridge has a chance to have the final say of the first half. They go deep in the backcourt to Goodwin. Goodwin shoots it from 60. She traveled first. Traveling called in the backcourt. And now Warsaw's got one more crack at it, but only 7/10 of a second left to do something with it. Knapp comes out. Winchester back in. And again, remember, Northridge has a foul to give. This would be a great time to take it. Chastain to throw it in. At the end of the scorer's table. Gets it in. Zartman will put it up, and it's blocked. And there's no foul call. The Warsaw fans screaming for a foul. Zartman looks around smiling, can't believe it. And Northridge is running off the court. Doug Springer wanted to make sure. Halftime here in the Tiger Den. Northridge 30, Warsaw 27. First half scoring comes your way after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in this critical Northern Lakes Conference matchup between Warsaw and Northridge. The Lady Raiders have a 30-27 lead over Warsaw here at the intermission. First half scoring for Northridge. Morgan Cross, 4. Gabby Gates, 3. Riley Goodwin's the leader with 8. Ella Muhammad, 7. Cam Conley with 3. And Lily Scholl with 4. For Warsaw, Brooke Zartman with a 3-pointer. Just 3 points. Same thing for Jocelyn Bricker. Just 3 points. Alexis Neely with a really good first half. 5 points in each quarter. She has 10 here at halftime. And Brooke Winchester's the leader. She had 8 in the first quarter. A 3-point play in the second. And she has 11 points. It was 13-10 Lady Tigers after 1. Warsaw was outscored 20-14 in the second. And Northridge leads at halftime 30-27. We were tied at 10, 21, and 26. And we had 12 lead changes in the first 16 minutes of play. Northridge won the JV game 48-47. The JV falls to 10-4. Jocelyn Lukey had 11 points. Cassie Jackson, the freshman, with 9 points and 7 rebounds. Again, at halftime, the varsity game, Northridge 30, Warsaw 27. They had the chuck a duck, and now they're picking up the ducks down on the court here at the Tiger Den, and they have big people, and they have little people out there helping them do that. We'll come back with the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Northridge 30, Warsaw 27. It's time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Northridge in the first half, 13 of 23 from the field. That's 56%. 2 of 8 from the arc, 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 10 of 21 for the field, 48%. 6 of 12 from three-point range, and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Northridge, 13-9. The Raiders have 2 offensive rebounds. Warsaw has none. The turnovers, Warsaw had 9 in the first half, and Northridge had 5. Individually for the Lady Tigers, Alexis Neely, 4 of 7 for the field, 2 of 3 from 3-point range for her 10 points. Oddly enough, because she switched out to kind of the point guard role, she did not have a rebound in the first half. And that might be the first half all season that she didn't have a rebound in. Brooke Winchester shot the ball very well in the first half, 4 of 4 from the field. 2 of those were 3-pointers. She was 1 of 2 at the free throw line, but she picked up the slack on the boards. Her 11 points joined by 8 rebounds. Also for the Lady Tigers, Brooke Zartman just 1 of 4 from the field, 1 of 3 from the arc for her 3 points in the first half. Winchester and Zartman each with 2 assists in the first half of play. Look, this is really simple. Northridge is getting the ball inside, and they are finishing down inside. In that first half, Northridge was 11 of 15 from the field. That's inside the arc to go along with 2 of 8 from three-point range. If I'm Doug Springer, well, I know what I'm telling my team in the halftime locker room. They've just come out now to warm up for the third. I'm telling my team, don't take outside shots. We're going to stay with this offense, and we're going to work the ball around till we get the ball down at the basket, because that's where they've done their best work. And if you're the Lady Tigers, you have got to shore up this half-court defense. You've got to play better. You can't let them get to the basket at the rate and the quality that they're getting to the basket. They're going to have to do better on that, and you've got to continue to drive the ball into the lane, try to get Northridge some fouls, try to get to that free throw line, and use your advantage at the stripe to do good work. 30-27, Northridge leads Warsaw here at halftime. Those are the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. We start the third with some scores from other conference games next on News Now Warsaw.